Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Devarim, we have 7 Divrei Torah. We are going to start at the way beginning of the Parsha. Eile Hadrim Asher Dibir Moshe. These are the items that Moshe Rabbeinu conveyed to Klal Yisrael. And we basically have that same, very similar statement 3 times within the first 5 Sukkim of the Parsha. First Pasuk, as we just mentioned, Eile Hadrim Asher Dibir Moshe. Third Pasuk, Bechad Lachodesh, Dibir Moshe B'nei Yisrael. And the 5th pasuk, pasuk hey, Hoil Moshe Be'eras HaTorah. So this is where Moshe Rabbeinu started explaining the Torah. So why do we need to say basically the same thing 3 times at the beginning of the parsha? So the Vilna Gaon sells brilliantly. He says that these 3 references are referring to the 3 different divisions, the 3 different discussions in the entire Sefer of Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim, it says, is divided up into 3 as follows. The first part goes from the beginning of the Sefer all the way up till Perek Hei in Parshas Ve'eschanan, and what it's made up is Musar and Tochacha. And the second part starts from there, starting with the Aseres HaDibros, and it goes all the way up to Parshas Kisavo, that's Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Tes, which is focused on the mitzvahs of the Torah. Some of them are new, some of them are repeated, and the focus for the expanse, so much of Sefer Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu conveying the mitzvahs in detail to Klal Yisrael. And the third part starts from there and goes all the way to the end of the Sefer, and that is focused on the brachas and klalos. If we keep the Torah, we'll receive brachas. If we don't, unfortunately, there will be klalos. And it's divided as follows. So the first part, as we started off in the reading of these psukim, Eile Hadrim Asher Dibir Moshe, these are the items that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael. So that's the first section, talking about Musar and Tochacha, and throughout there, there is a discussion in not detail, in kitzur, very short, summarized, and even Bederach Rem is just hinting of the various chataim, various sins that Klal Yisrael committed from leaving of Egypt through the sojourn in the desert. So that's number one, and that's why it's Eile Hadvarim Asher Dibir Moshe. These are the things that Moshe recounted, Bederach, Musar and Tochacha, giving rebuke to Klal Yisrael for having sinned. And then the second part, as we mentioned, that is where it says, Dibir Moshe el b'nei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem oso aleihem. These are the things that Moshe Rabbeinu conveyed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. That's why it's talking all about the mitzvahs. Those are the commandments that we have to adhere to, we have to keep. And then the third division, which is referred to in Pasuk Hei, this is where Hoil Moshe Be'eras HaTorah, where Moshe Rabbeinu really explained the Torah. This is the third part, explaining the importance of keeping the mitzvahs, because then we get brachas, or alternatively, we get klalos. So that is the Gra's beautiful explanation, that basically the first few psukim are giving us the table of contents for the entire Sefer Devarim. We are continuing vort number 2 with the word that we just started with. The first word, Eile HaDvarim Asher Dibir Moshe. These are the things that Moshe conveys to all of Klal Yisrael. So there's an interesting play on the word Eile. The Megale Amuka says as follows: Eile is Roshei Tevos for Avak Lashon Hara. Aleph Lamed Hey is Eile Avak Lashon Hara, which is a form of Lashon Hara, speech of Lashon Hara. And this needs to be told to each and every Jew, that you have to be careful to not speak Lashon Hara. In fact, Chazal tell us, in recounting 3 major sins that are committed, Ruban Begezel, the majority of people commit Gezel, commit stealing. That doesn't mean that people are all going into banks and stealing from the banks, but in small ways. If you take home a pen from work, you use, you're being paid for your time on the clock, and you use it for something personal, that's a Gezel. So Rov Begezel, the majority of people engage in some form of Gezel. Mi'utan Ba'arayah is the minority of people, but still there's a lot of Torah talked about what does this mean, Mi'ut, that only a minority of people are involved in illicit relationships, but as the Mefarshim explained, most people desire it, they just don't act on it. But the next part is what's relevant for us, the Chulan Ba'avak Lashon Hara, all of them, everyone, everybody is involved in speaking some form of Lashon Hara. Everyone is nichshal with that. And accordingly, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, Eila, these are the things, Avak Lashon Hara. He had to tell all of Klal Yisrael, you have to be careful about Avak Lashon Hara because everyone is involved in the telling of Lashon Hara. We are now moving forward to number three. This is a pasuk that we mentioned already, starting with pasuk K. Pasuk Vav Zayin, Hoil Moshe Beira Satara Azos. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a Beira in the Torah. So Rashi explains interestingly and cryptically, Bishivim Lashon Pirsha, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he translated the Torah into 70 languages. So the question that the Chidush Harim asks, it's a why? They all spoke Hebrew. Why are you translating it into 70 languages people didn't even speak? So he says as follows, the Chidush Harim, he says, in every Ummah, in every group of people, in every nation in the world, there's a certain koach that counteracts the Torah, tries to attack the Torah, that is divergent and conflicts with the requirements of the Torah. And what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do was to prepare Klal Yisrael, that they would be able to be Mekayim the Torah wherever they are, whatever nation you are in, whenever you may be throughout the world, you should have the koach of the Torah to be able to overcome that counteracting power of that specific nation that tries to draw you away from the Torah. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu translated the Torah in 70 languages, 70 languages representing the 70 Ummas HaOlam, the 70 nations of the world. It's not literal. It's an allegory to all nations of the world, that wherever we are, whatever galus we're involved in, we should be able to counteract those forces that try to get us off track. So that's why Shivim Lashon Pirsha Lahem, Moshe Rabbeinu preparing Klausha to be Mekayim the Torah, whichever nation they are located in, we have the power of Torah to overcome those forces that try to counteract the values that we need to adhere to. Number four, actually a very similar vort, is of the Ksav Sofer. He says, what's going on here, that Mitzuyim Apikorsim Atoni, there are many Apikorsim that make the claim that the Torah is to be kept only in the Midbar. That's for people to keep when they're to be ascetics and to be away from society and civilization. But when you come into contact with people in non-Jewish lands, okay, we can say in Eretz Yisrael, fine, keep it, you don't have to interact with people, other cultures, but when you're in Galus and you're dealing with non-Jews and you were dealing with sophisticated people and cultured people, we shouldn't be different from them. We should not be keeping the Torah. That's the claims of some heretics. Accordingly, the Torah is teaching us up front that the Torah was given to us to be kept in all languages, in all places, at all times. It doesn't matter where we are, who we're interacting with. We are mechuyavim, we are obligated to keep the Torah no matter what. That is the explanation of the Ksav Sofer, very similar to the Chidush Harim that we had in number three. So that was number four, that was the Ksav Sofer. Number five, we are moving forward to Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, Va'amara Lechem, Ba'eis Ayi Leimor, Moshe Rabbeinu, recounting the various sins and tribulations and trials and difficulties, problems caused by Klal Yisrael. He says, it was at that time that I said, Lo Chalev Adi Seis, I can't do this. The posture of this pasuk is that Moshe Rabbeinu is a complaint. You people are too difficult. Klal Yisrael, Am Kshei Oref Hu, a stubborn nation, so many sins, so many difficulties, so many complaints, I can't deal with this. It's too much for one person for me to handle. The Meshech Chachma gives a very different and much more optimistic take on this statement by Moshe Rabbeinu, what is going on here. So he says as follows, that the way of the world is that a person who has, Baruch Hashem, a large family, and he has a lot of wealth, and he has a business, and because of that, he's got so much going on. He's got problems, yes, absolutely. He's got challenges, he's got difficulties, he's got deals, things that he needs to deal with, problems he needs to handle, and simply a volume of issues that come up. This family member needs this. This one has this challenge. This one needs assistance with this. And the business, you have to handle this and handle that. Business is never simple. But what's his approach? Does he approach it as, this is terrible, I don't want to handle it? Or does he say, Baruch Hashem, I have a large family, And that comes with issues as well, but this is ultimately a tremendous bracha. I have a business to manage. Is that easy? No, but ultimately, is this a bad thing? Absolutely not. It's a wonderful thing. Doesn't mean that there aren't challenges involved with it. And that person, he's not going to say to his children, I wish on you that you don't have my issues. In other words, what is he going to wish them? That they shouldn't have children and they shouldn't have their own grandchildren and they shouldn't have success in business and success in their lives? That's not what he's going to say. He's going to say, I hope that you have the same challenges that I have. I hope that you have to deal with the issues that I have because this is what's necessary to be a productive person in life. And in fact, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying here. I can't handle this. Why? Because Baruch Hashem, there are so many of you. And Baruch Hashem, there's such success. And so Baruch Hashem, there's a Klal Yisrael, millions of Klal Yisrael to deal with. Of course, it's not going to be easy. Things come up in life. But ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, this is not a complaint. This is a recognition that Klal Yisrael, despite the burdens, is a tremendous bracha. And that is, in fact, what we read in the Pesukim. Says the Meshach Chachma, this is how he reads the Pesukim as follows. Mi ten eifo ba'esai. He says, the Kodesh Moshe Rabbeinu says as follows. Ramalachem ba'esai, isn't at that specific time. B'chol eishi, each and every time, at any time, at all times, a manig of Klal Yisrael should say, lay more, should say as follows. This is the bracha. Lo uchal levadisa, he says, I am unable to manage this because of the greatness, because of the quantity and quality and the numbers and the issues in Klal Yisrael. We should be such a great nation that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying it is a wonderful thing that a manik should constantly be saying this is too much for me because Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is so great, so many issues coming up. That's a positive thing, not a negative thing. Now we are going to continue to vort number 6, a different take on it. The Afike Yehuda says as follows, Lo'ochal levadisa eseschem. This is Perek Aleph still, Psukim Tes, and Yud, Lo'ochal levadisa eseschem. Moshe Rabbeinu saying, I can't handle this too much. This is a different take, obviously, than Meshach Chachma, not as positive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made you so many, v'inchem hayom kechachvei hashamayim l'rov, and you are like the stars of the heavens. So many stars throughout the heavens, so many Klal Yisrael. So the Afike Yehuda says, really interesting, he says, if you look, Klal Yisrael, they are compared to one of two things, either the sand, tremendous amount of sand on the beach, or to the stars of the heaven. And there's a huge difference between the two of them. When you look at sand, sand is together. Each grain is separate, but they are united. One is next to each other. They're all globbed together. Tremendous numbers, but at least somewhat united. On the other hand, when we talk about the Kochavei Hashamayim, when we talk about the stars of the heaven, they are distant from each other. There is no star that is side by side to another star that they're touching. Each one has a distance from the other one. They are separate and distinct. It's not like sand that they are separate but united. They, when it comes to the stars of the heaven, they are separate and not united. So it goes as follows. When Klal Yisrael is united together, like the sand at the beach, that we are separate individuals but we're united individuals, that is when it is manageable from the perspective of a manhig, a leader of Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is united. However, on the other hand, when Klal Yisrael is not united, but separate and disunited, not functioning as one, that's like when we are the stars of the sky. We have a distance between each other. That's when it's unbelievably different for a manhig, for a leader of Klal Yisrael, to manage all those differences. And accordingly, says the Afike Yehuda, he reads the Psukim as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo uchal levadisei eseschem, I cannot handle this. This burden is too big. Why is it too big? Because Hashem made you so many, and not only that, the many that you are, they are separate, but not only separate, v'inchem kechavei hashamayim, they are separate, but not united, because you are like the stars of the heaven, that there is disunity, not unity. So that is indeed how he reads the psukim. One more time, we'll go through it again because it's beautiful. We said that there are two ways that Klal Yisrael can be looked at, like the Chol Hayam, like the sand of the sea. The sand of the sea is many, but united. And the stars of the sky, they are many, but not united. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying here. Lo chalach vadisa, I can't handle you. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made you many. But what type of many? When it's the many of bi'inchem kochavei ha'shamayim, when you are like the stars, there's the disunity. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Echa esa levadi tarchechem. How can I handle such a tircha? Now we are just moving on to the last of our Divrei Torah, number 7, a very interesting, important insight from the Admor Migur. He says, we're on now, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudzayin, V'hadavar asher yikshem yichem, takrivun alei shmativ. Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're going to set up a shoftim system, we're going to set up that there will be various judges that will assist in the judgments when there are disagreements and clauses. So you go to your shoftim, you go to your judge, and they'll be able to help you. And if it's something that's very difficult, you can come to me and I'll hear it. And he focuses on the word ushmativ, and I will hear it. It doesn't say I will give you an answer. It doesn't say I will make a judgment. It doesn't say I'll make a decision for you. It says I will hear you. I'll hear it out. So the Admor Migur says beautifully, sometimes there's a really difficult issue. Sometimes people are having such a challenge, such a difficult time with something, and they need to go and speak with the Rebbe. They need to speak with a Moshe Rabbeinu, with a Rav, with a Rebbe, with somebody who's dignified. But what do they need? All they need is for somebody to hear them out. They don't necessarily need an answer, but simply by virtue of somebody being there to hear their issues, that will deal with it, that will settle it, that will solve the problem, and that is sufficient. So that is an important lesson for all of us. Always there are people around that need an ear, need a ear, a kind ear to listen to them. It's not a matter of giving them an eitzah, giving them a decision on something, telling them how to handle something, advice, but simply by virtue of listening many times, I don't know, all the time, most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, at least sometimes, just having that listening ear will take care of the problem. Thanks so much for listening.